Welcome to the Messy Middle podcast that follows one mom's journey to build a profitable business while navigating the challenges of life. I'm your hostess, Anita Anello, and I'm here to share wisdom, insights, and stories that will empower you to make confident decisions, take actionable steps, and break through the mental barriers that hold you back. Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the Messy Middle, one mom's journey to a profitable business. Earlier today, I had an opportunity to record a podcast with a guest. His name was Kirk Martin, and we just had a fabulous conversation. I want to set the stage for this episode because it's really about, as a woman, shifting from feeling like I didn't have a voice to finding my voice and the journey that I went on. So one thing that Kirk had said to me while we were recording our episode earlier today is he made the assumption. He says, Anita, you show up so strong and so powerful and so confident in who you are, and you have a great speaking ability. You're very personable. Like, he talked about all these ways that he characterized me and the person that he knows me to be today. And he said, you've probably always been like that. You may have even been like a challenging child for your parents while you were growing up, because you were always pushing the envelope and wanting to, I don't know, things like control situations and do things the way that you want to, because obviously your personality style is this driving style, this driven person, this entrepreneur, and all this kind of stuff. And so as he mentioned that, I kind of chuckled and I said, actually, I wasn't always that way. So this episode is all around my journey that it took from being very quiet, very reserved as a child, and then kind of growing into the woman that I am today. So again, let me give you a little bit of backdrop. So I grew up in a household that had, just candidly, a lot of abuse. I am the youngest of three girls. There were some radical things that were going on in our household that didn't really seem like, I guess maybe as a kid, it seemed like it was not okay, but it wasn't ever talked about. And so the things that were happening, the abuses that were happening, they were physical abuse, emotional, verbal, and more, and all that kind of stuff. And so in that, I learned at a very young age to kind of hide out and to be quiet. The reason that I did that is because I noticed that as the youngest of three daughters, if you kept your mouth shut and you were quiet, then you were just kind of outside of the range, and you just got, you know, you got less abuse, you got hit less, you got yelled at less, and all this kind of stuff. And let me just pause and say, there's been a lot of healing in our family of origin, and Jesus has done a wonderful work in me personally to be able to overcome all that stuff. But I can remember as a child that I would oftentimes really kind of hide out. I would be quiet. I would be very reserved. I was incredibly shy as a young person growing up, not just because of the abusive situation, but I don't know. I didn't understand my worth. I didn't understand my value. I didn't know who I was in Jesus. I knew none of that stuff. I felt like as a little kid that I was made, the way that I describe it is I remember accepting Jesus as a real young person and feeling like I was saved for later for heaven, but I kind of lived like hell. That's the way that I describe it. And so in that, I spent my formative years in a household with like an overbearing dad, super sarcastic, always just kind of, he had a lot of internal conflict, what I've come to find out. And then he didn't know how to process that. And so that just, you know how it is when we're wounded, it just kind of leaks its way out all over the place. And again, let me reiterate, for me personally, like, I'm in a good spot. The Holy Spirit has done a mighty work on me and healed all of that old stuff, all that old junk. And it's still part of the journey. So that was like my formative years, my grade school years. At around maybe 10 or 11 years old, my parents split up. And I would say for a lot of years, life got a lot worse for me, got a lot harder for me. I don't think I've shared this part on my podcast, but essentially I was trying to find my worth and my value in other areas other than God, because I wasn't finding it at home. I wasn't really validated at home. And we had, you know, everybody was just trying to figure life out because we had all this kind of gnarly, yucky stuff going on. And so I went through a lot of years of being very quiet, very shy, very reserved, very silent, being very introspective. I tend to be actually a very introverted person, in that now the way that works itself out now is that I just get my energy from being more alone than being in large groups of people. And so I went through my teens, my 20s. I remember my first husband, because of the abuse that I experienced in my household, I married probably the wrong person. And in that, he was super controlling, super overbearing, very dominant. So I just replicated that same thing that I had with my dad. I had not a lot of say in my household and in my marriage. I was very quiet and reserved. And anytime I spoke out, it usually, especially if there was conflict there, then it usually didn't work out that great. We'll see. We'll put it that way. I always had a lot of negative consequences from speaking my own mind. Okay. So then fast forward, I left that first marriage because of abuse. And I remember distinctly for the first time in my life, and I was about 30 years old. I remember for the first time in my life, I would have other people come up to me and they would say things like, "Wow, you're so smart. Wow, you're so funny. Wow, you're so beautiful. Wow, you have great ideas." And it was, let me tell you, it was like a shock listening to people say these things about me and actually being in a position where like, no, I'm not. I can remember the internal dialogue and thinking, I'm none of those things. I'm not beautiful. I'm not pretty. I'm not smart. I'm not intelligent. I'm not funny. I'm not any of these things, because having up until that point in my life, having so much abuse and so many people, specifically the men in my life, telling me that I was never good enough, I just didn't believe those things for myself. So then fast forward a little bit, I spent a couple of years just being single and just really starting to figure out my own life, figure out my own identity, figure out my worth and my value, determining like who I was, who I wanted to be, kind of starting to develop my voice. In that season of time, there were two key things that I did. I rose to a great level of success in my career. And in that, I'd learned to like intentionally put myself in situations where I had to work out of my comfort zone. So I would take on public speaking opportunities in front of groups of people of 10, 12, 20, 50, then 250, 500. And in that, I would actually help me to stretch myself, mature myself, and really work out of my comfort zone. I was really intentional about that. I also had people around me in the workforce that would pour great things into me. Anita, I see this about you. I see you as being intelligent and funny. And see how those old soundtracks, shout out to John Acuff, those old soundtracks that had been playing in my mind, what I was doing is I was unwinding that nonsense and unwinding those lies and starting to believe new truths about me. I probably would never have put it in that kind of language at that time. I just didn't have that language actually even in my vocabulary as of yet. But as I'm reflecting on it now and thinking back, that's essentially what was happening. I was learning to be me. For the first time in my life, at 30 years old, I was learning to be me. I was learning to be comfortable in who I was and determining where my voice was and speaking out in more formal ways. I was learning how to be passionate about things and rising up in conversations, even in the form of conflict, and saying, no, that's wrong. No, I don't believe in that. No, this is what I stand for. And so then I went on like this new journey that said, no, I'm actually going to stand up and say, those things are not okay. For me, it started working its way out in the form of a bunch of things. Not surprisingly, I started advocating for people who had been in abusive relationships and started walking out of that and standing up for those people. I could start to see people in a different way. I could see some of those same scars and wounds that I had and had overcome and had healed from. And I would start to, I didn't know it at the time, but really what was happening is God was starting to show those people to me, and I would share my testimony about how I walked out of an abusive family life growing up and a marriage and how I was able to overcome that. And so I was like starting to find my voice in that, speaking out, not just for myself, but then also advocating for others along the way. The other thing that I started noticing and what I've always had a heart for is kids. and kids that were in abusive situations. And I would start to see these situations where I could help out. I could reach out. I could say something about that. And so I started to develop these passions and started talking about it. Then I met my husband now, who has a huge booming kind of personality. My husband is one of those guys when you meet him, like you're immediately friends. He knows everybody in the room. He's just one of those kinds of people that everybody knows and loves immediately. He walks into the room and usually within about 5 minutes or so, he knows everyone there because he's the kind of guy that he's a couple of things about him. He's outgoing personality. He loves people, loves the more people, the better, all and the more often, the better. That's his personality style. The other thing about him is he's so confident. He can show up and talk to anybody every time, no matter what. Like, that's a huge thing. It used to make me very uncomfortable when we dated and we would be, let's say we'd be in line at the grocery store and he would start talking to the person in front of us. He's also from the East Coast and he's Italian. And so he would do things like tap somebody on the back and they're like, hey, blah, 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 and then start talking to them. And I'd be standing there like, oh my gosh, this person does not want to talk to you. And he'd be like, everybody wants to talk to me. What are you talking about? And so just being around my husband now and his personality style, the interesting thing is he would pour into me. He would pour into the part of me that I didn't even see. And he'd be like, you're so intelligent. You're so smart. You figure things out. The way that you speak, the way that you problem solve, you're so beautiful. And he would pour into and speak into those areas that used to be wounds, and he would start feeding into that. And I was drawn to that. I was drawn to that when we were dating. Then kind of fast forward a little bit later. So let's see, we met when I was 33 years old, and we got married when I was about 35. And so when in that season of getting to know him, watching his personality style, watching the way that he worked and watching the ease in which he communicated with people and the ease in which people were drawn to him. What I found is that I was actually drawn to that as well. I was more comfortable in doing things like traveling. I traveled for work all of the time early on in my career. And I would say to him like, oh, no. I could never go out to dinner by myself. And he'd be like, what do you mean you can't go out to dinner by yourself? Like, why not? Grab a book and just go. So he would build, watching him do what he does naturally and then having him encourage me, like, honey, just step out. People love you. Just talk to people, get to know them. It actually really built my confidence up in so many ways. And then he would challenge me. He would challenge me in sales kinds of situations, like just show up, just you know the product, you know, you have an expertise, you have the skill set, just show up and have the conversation. Just, and he would always say, just show up and be you. People are going to love you no matter what. And if they don't, no, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. And so years of that, now we've known each other for 20 years. So that's been a journey for us as well. Just little by little, he would encourage me and he would boost me up. And then little by little, I would try and I would put myself in new situations. I would put myself in leadership roles in our church. We serve on lots of different teams. We run different teams. And as I would just show up naturally being me, people would be drawn to me and they would see me as a leader. And that would build my confidence as well. So see how these elements of finding my voice, speaking out, speaking up, has actually boosted my confidence to do things like this, like to actually have a podcast, like to actually be an entrepreneur and be able to connect with prospects and clients and show up and serve. Now, the ways that it's been more difficult to do that is I'll just be really transparent, really vulnerable and say at times, because my husband has such a big personality and at times early on in our marriage, I could have a tendency to kind of shrink back. But I always had in my mindset, you know what? In my first marriage, because of the abuse, I made vows to myself. I made promises to myself, like, I'm never going to let some of those same things happen again. I'm never going to let my voice go unheard. I'm never going to let myself fall prey to these kinds of things. So this was also working in me. And so in my current marriage where my husband and I would start to have conflict, I would stand up to him and say like, no, what you're saying is wrong. No, that's not okay. No, it's not okay to speak to me that way. No, it's not okay to, and I mean, at first, let's be transparent about it. Let's be honest about it, because I feel like the vulnerability is when we hear this from other people, then we actually get courage. We borrow their courage, and then we have courage to go forward and try it on our own. So what would happen is we would get in conflict, and then I would stand up. I would stand up for things that I thought were not right. I would stand up for things that I thought were not right in our marriage, just in conversations and conflict that would come up for us. I would stand up in situations with my stepson where I felt like he was not being treated well. I would stand up in situations with our own children that we had together. So of all three of our kids, there's one thing about me. If anybody's going to cross me, and I am the fastest, I will have the fastest reaction to show up and show up strong, show up passionately, show up powerfully. It's somebody coming against my kids. And so there were all these situations that as we've been raising kids, I would stand up and be like, that's not okay. And here's why. And it worked its way out in our marriage in a healthy way. So see how what's happening here? I had all these unhealthy experiences as a kid growing up. And then they actually formed me to do things very, very differently with my own children. So it started with my children, the ability to stand up and passionately speak my mind and speak up for what I felt like was right. And then that worked its way out in our marriage and in our social circles. It worked its way out in church. It worked its way out in boundaries, because I had been raised in an environment, a household, alcoholic dad, lots of abuse, lots of wacky things going on, some not great things with my siblings, my mom, like all sorts of levels of just nuttiness. I put up very, very strong, immovable boundaries around my kids because I felt like no matter what, I'm going to protect them. Okay. So then a practical example, sleepovers were under most circumstances were a no. And then we kind of came up with all these rules as to who was allowed around our kids, who was allowed to even stay the night, where were my kids. If they were able to have a sleepover, what were the boundaries, the real solid boundaries that were allowed? And then a whole bunch of stuff that was totally not allowed. When my mom, she had married my stepdad, a wonderful man, helped me walk through a whole bunch of stuff. And then she since had some relationships that have not been amazing. And we've had to put up boundaries in that. And that's, I got to tell you, that's so hard to do. It's really hard to set up boundaries with the people closest to you, because those are the people that are most likely the ones that when you put up boundaries, they're the ones that, how does it say? There's a book called Boundaries by Dr. Cloud and Townsend. I think those are the two authors. I'll make sure and look that up and put that in the show notes. They talk about how the people that have the hardest time with your boundaries are the ones that are completely, you know, stomping over your boundaries right now. So I experienced that. I experienced that in my current marriage. I experienced that in my family of origin. I experienced that in my church community. I experienced that with people that did things differently in the way they raised their kids and the way that we raised our kids. And I just kind of had to come to a spot in my life where I said, I appreciate what somebody else does in their house, but this is what's happening in our household. And this is why we had our reasons as to why we did things. Okay, the other element in there, and I've kind of alluded to this, but I want to talk about it specifically, is for me, all of the healing came from God. It came from knowing the Father, knowing through Jesus, and then having the Holy Spirit come through. I've done a tremendous amount of work on inner healing and cutting those soul ties and healing those old wounds and having the Holy Spirit come in and fill those gaps, fill those spots in my heart, in my soul, in my life, in my spirit that were kind of a wreck. You know, those spots where I just would say candidly, either things that were perpetrated against me or things that I had done to others because of those wounds that I had, or just, you know, the devil creeping up and trying to beat me down, all that kind of stuff. And so because I fought a battle for so many years to try to be an overcomer, I guess that's maybe the other part of it, is my circumstances have caused me to shift and now show up the way that I show up today. My desire to be healed has caused me to shift and now show up the way I desire to show up today. Jesus has helped me to shift, to show up now today the way that I know how to show up. I have done a lot of inner work that's allowed me to show up in my true personality style. I am an entrepreneur. I am driven. I am passionate about topics. I am passionate about the things that I'm really passionate about, and I won't be kept silent. Raising kids, that's been an element and part of my journey to be able to show up and say, no matter what, I'm going to be an advocate for people that have been marginalized in these kinds of situations. I am sensitive in the spirit to be able to be in settings inside a church, outside a church, in my neighborhood, at restaurants, everywhere I go, and having the Holy Spirit show me, go over and pray for that person. Having the Holy Spirit show me something's going on there. I just have the ability to see those kinds of things and recognize some of the behaviors that go along with somebody who's walked out of abuse. And it could be any kind of abuse. I don't really care. It could be physical abuse, emotional abuse, drug abuse, sexual abuse, alcohol abuse, verbal, emotion, like all of it. Like, I've walked through so much of it that I can spot it in another person real clearly. Oftentimes what happens is with confidence, because I've been healed and I know who I am as God's daughter, I can show up and bless somebody else by being able to just see those same behaviors, characteristics, the look on the face, the look in the eye. I don't know. It's all those things. So how does that relate to business? I mean, I don't know. It just means that I show up and I try to overcome the fears that I have of showing up on camera every single day, because I know that this is what God's called me to. I know that God has called me to reach out to other women, reach out to other families, reach out to other people to be able to encourage them to take one next step that's their part of their journey. My word for this year is courage. And so just like the verse says behind me, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That verse for me and my word of courage is helping me to be able to show up in circumstances that I still have fear, that maybe there's still leftover wounds, that I still am uncertain, that I still lack confidence. I still have those things. It's still a battle each and every day. But I know that God's called me to this mission field of being able to show up as an entrepreneur, as a homeschooling mom, as a wife, a mother, all these labels that I proudly wear as a Christian, as a believer, as a business owner, all these things. I know that God's called me to show up in this space, and I always want to show up strong, even when I'm not. And then in that, I just be so clear, God gets all the glory because he's the one that's done the mighty work inside of me. He's the one that's rescued me out of that bondage, has made me whole, has made me healed, and has given me the opportunity to be able to speak to other women. So I just pray as you're listening to this podcast episode, it's a little bit outside the norm of what we normally talk about, and yet it's not all at the same time. So for those of you that are listening today, and this is resonating with you, could you please share this podcast with somebody else that's really going to bless them today? Could you go ahead and like and subscribe to the channel and do all those things that we know how to do, and then comment and rate the podcast so that we can get more successful corporate women of faith that want to be able to build a business, more believers, more females that might be in a homeschooling role. They don't feel like they have a voice, but they know that they have this vision that God's given them to do something different. And part of that is finding their voice. So I hope and pray that you are so blessed today. And just know that whoever's listening to this, it's the perfect right time for you to hear this message. And I'm always praying for you. So if you need anything at all, please reach out. So be blessed and have a great day. Thank you for joining us today on the Messy Middle Podcast. We hope this episode has inspired, encouraged, and equipped you to navigate the challenges of building a profitable business while balancing the demands of your work life, your faith, and motherhood. We would love to hear from you. Connect with us on LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or at our website, therippleeffect.net.
to share your thoughts, questions, or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. You can also find us at anitaanello.com. Until then, be well and know that we are cheering you on.